Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-SICK.
Wayne and Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, the place to go for all of that. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their shows and their websites. Ours is free at freetalklive.com. As always, a lot to talk about here tonight. Your calls are the primary elements if you decide to make them. There's, again, a lot of news on the plate here, and one of those stories is the next great step on the road to national slavery. And it's not really a great step. This is awful. This is terrible news, but it was inevitable that it was going to come along because they've been talking about national service at the national at the federal government level for quite a while now, since before Obama was elected. Both Obama and McCain went to a summit on September 11th. And the purpose of the summit was to essentially propagandize the American people to bring them on board and stir up the national fervor, wave some flags around, and talk about how great it is for you to be forced to come work for the federal government for, oh, I don't know, 3, 6, 9 months, 2 years.
It's not for you to be forced. It's for everybody else to be forced, really, because that's how they're setting it up. They're setting it up for, you know, that everybody who's under a certain age, and you know, we know that the voting population's older. So it's really, shouldn't the rest of those people have to go work for the federal government? Would that be nice?
Actually, recently, at first I heard it was about young people, but I also noticed now they're talking about older people, too.
Yeah, they've been talking about the senior Corps and that kind of thing, and they've talked about the national service for anybody under the age of 40. I suspect what they'll do is have some kind of senior corps out there that'll offer jobs to old people. The way that's probably come down, and then if you want to get money for college, it'll probably come down in that manner too.
So, why not just have a real economy? Then you wouldn't need all this.
Yeah, but the people that want to design the economy always think they can do it better.
Well, this isn't about economics. This is about obedience.
It is about
indoctrination.
About economics in the sense that the federal government's employee pool has been getting older and older. They don't have enough bureaucrats.
Well, okay. Also, as more people lose jobs in this country, they're trying to give them jobs, thinking that jobs are the key to a strong economy. Well, you can pay one person to dig a hole and pay another person to fill it in.
It hasn't accomplished anything.
Yeah, you haven't created anything. So what kind of wealth have you created with what you do? And that's the question. And government jobs don't create wealth.
All of that is true, but I don't believe that jobs are the main motivation behind this. I think the motivation is to indoctrinate people with a greater worship for the state, with a new appreciation for being a bureaucrat. Because, Mark, if they're having trouble filling jobs at the federal government, all they have to do is increase the benefits and increase the pay and then start promoting them better at the high school campuses. Come on out of your high school jobs campuses, and we'll start you at $30,000 a year at the federal government. It would not be hard for them to fill jobs should they want to, because we all know they can just start printing out more money.
But who pays for all this?
We do.
Right.
Everybody pays
exactly.
For it.
And that's the whole thing. I remember Margaret Thatcher used to say this. She says the problem with socialism is sooner or later you run out of other people's money.
Yep.
And there's no doubt about it. I think though that one of the most sinister parts about national service is it's designed to brainwash people even further. I mean, right now, kids are in the hands, young people in America are in the hands of the federal government, I mean, by proxy. The feds don't actually run the schools, but they essentially can set all the rules for them because they send money down, your money, to the schools, and then in return, there are all kinds of strings attached to it. So, effectively, all government schools are federal schools at some level. And so they've already got them for 15 years, or however long it is, 13 years, of just pure statist indoctrination. But nobody's actually being forced to work as a bureaucrat. Nobody who's in the government schools, even though some schools have a volunteer requirement for you to fulfill in order to graduate, those volunteer hours aren't necessarily tied in with government bureaucracy. You could go and you could work at some local charity and you could get volunteer hours for that. So these young people are being indoctrinated to believe that the state is wonderful, but they've never actually experienced working for the state. And I think that there's more, there's just some level of value there for the state to have every single young person come in to this, essentially this government make work program, to this brown shirt program, whatever you want to call it, that will bring more allegiance to the state.
Well, this stuff happened during the Depression with FDR had created the youth, what was it, the Youth Conservation Corps or something like that?
Mm.
And it was a similar thing, only on a smaller scale. And this has happened throughout history. But even people who do go into a program like this, I think a lot of them do become disillusioned.
I think that's true. I think that'll be the other side of the coin.
Some of them do, but it's sort of a 50-50 shot for them. I know my uncle came out of the Air Force and said working for the government almost ruined him for real work. Mm. So, yeah, there's going to be people, but I don't know what the percentage is.
And I don't either.
I don't have, personally, a lot of faith in the human animal. I think that it just likes this kind of static thing, and it'll create this kind of cognitive dissonance to believe what it's doing is good and right and just.
It's easy. We were talking about how humans don't like to change last night, and if you're in this government make-work program, this national service program, it'll be easy to want to stay there. They're going to give you incentives. Once you get done with the program, they'll say, well, now you're on the track to get yourself a real government career. Look at all the options that are available to you, kids. And you're right, Wayne. There are going to be those individuals who are going to rebel against this, who are going to obviously see that this is forced and that there's coercion involved here. And that'll be good for us, no doubt about it. There will be some sort of silver lining here, but there are going to be all the other people that are just moved even further down the road towards complete support of the status. The status situation we have.
But even if they don't see the coercion, the force, they're still going to see the inefficiency, the waste, the lack of productivity, which does discourage a lot of people as well.
But some of them, you're right. And again, as Mark says, what are the percentages going to be? Because there are going to be another significant percentage, I imagine, that is going to see the fact that they don't really have to do any significant work, but they're getting paid. And that's going to be very attractive to a certain segment of the population. I would say a large segment.
I think a lot of them do work in the sense that they work. They go out and work. But the problem is that the work that they have isn't directed by the marketplace. It's directed by the government. Mm-hmm. And central planning for the economy simply does not work. So their work isn't efficient in that sense. And because they're government workers, the unions are able to lobby on lobby against essentially an employer that doesn't exist. The federal government doesn't, it gets its money through taxation and printing money, so it doesn't value money in the same manner, and therefore the pay is higher for the work that is produced. So you've got this, that's the situation. I don't think it's fair to say that they don't do significant work. What you do is you alienate people when you say that, and it's not so.
It's just a malinvestment of a lot of labor.
It's a malinvestment. Absolutely true.
Well, it's my opinion that many of them are probably not doing significant work just because I understand the nature of bureaucracy.
There's many, many of them, and they're potential listeners to the show, and many of them could get turned off. Well, these people are against me. They hate me. No, I don't hate you if you work for the federal government. I just believe that your job is being administered in an inefficient fashion.
Yeah, very well put.
So the last time they were talking about this at their summit, they made a real point, and this is another one of the hideous things that's going to be going on with this national service program. One of the things they did extremely well during this 2 hour long or however long it was summit with all these politicians talking about how great national services, we need this for our country. It's something that we need for a long time. And one of the things they did brilliantly was conflate real volunteerism with national service. And they're going to continue doing that. They're going to pawn off this government make work, this bureaucracy, working for bureaucracy, with going out and, working at a soup kitchen. They're going to try to make them seem as though they're the same thing. And I think that's also very dangerous because it plants the idea into young people's heads. And again, they're going to be targeting mostly young people in the beginning. Yes, they do have the senior corps and all that. But every single young person is likely to be forced into some sort of government program. And so conflating government make work with volunteerism, when they're not even close to the same thing, real volunteers don't get paid. is really dangerous because it's going to make people believe that, well, working for the government is volunteerism and they're one and the same. And not only that, that volunteering, so-called, for the government is better than working in the private sector. That's one of the things they were saying very crystal clear at this summit. So this is a really dangerous thing we've got going on here. More coming up.
And now it's time for the health and diet expert and author of The Engine 2 Diet, Rip Esselstyn.
I always advocate a plant-based diet, but one myth I always hear is the following. You can't get enough protein eating a plant-based diet. Well, not only will you get all the protein you need, for the first time in your life, you won't suffer from an excess of it. In fact, our body actually needs less protein than you think. That's why, in the case of protein, the adage, less is more, definitely applies. If you eat a plant-strong diet, you'll be getting neither too much nor too little protein, but an amount that's just right. For the Health and Diet Tips Radio Minute, I'm Rip Esselstyn.
For a transcript of this program, additional diet and health tips, and information about the Engine 2 diet, please visit theengine2diet.com. Professional athlete-turned-firefighter Rip Esselstyn is used to responding to emergencies, so when he learned that some of his fellow Engine 2 firefighters were in dire physical condition, he sprang into action and created the Engine 2 Diet. With the Engine 2 Diet, you'll transform your body and lifestyle in just 1 month. This eating plan is based on a simple diet of whole foods, and it's also packed with dozens of easy mouth-watering recipes. The Engine 2 Diet is medically approved and is designed for anyone who wants to make heroic strides in health. The Engine 2 Diet by Rip Esselstyn is available wherever books are sold.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark,
join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us features, including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, and even a webcam. We give it all away to you, and you find it all free over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. The Institute for Humane Studies is offering 12 different seminars this summer in locations across the country. Participation is free, and the IHS covers meals and housing. Seminars are free for those simply curious about libertarian philosophy, for those or to those passionate about liberty, even those who want career advice, networking opportunities, and lectures relevant to each career path. Go to libertarianseminars.com and get registered today. That's libertarianseminars.com. The deadline for registration for the summer courses is March 31st. So get on it, libertarianseminars.com. So talking about national service, we'll come back to this because we haven't even gotten into the story yet. We've just been talking off the cuff about the concept of national service, or national slavery, as I would prefer to call it. There's news about this. They are moving ahead, and we'll give you the update here in a bit. First, we go to your phone calls. We'll talk to David in New York to start things out here with the calls tonight. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Evening, fellas.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I want to put the call out to all in the halls of government for sabotage.
Sabotage?
Yes, ruin somebody's computer, cut a cable, over-tighten a screw, leak information, embarrass the bureaucrats. You want them not to feel safe. Anybody, as you go up the chain, you want to do as much sabotage as you possibly can. If you know that you're not, you know, part of the club and you're getting the shaft, you need to tear the system apart from the inside. So don't think you need to leave your position in government. What you need to do is sabotage.
I love this idea. This is a good idea.
I don't know whether I think it's of any value at all.
It's worked before. In other governments all around the world, they brought them down. They did it in Russia.
That's how they did it?
It took 70 years to do it in Russia, but they did it.
There's a book
called The Secret Freedom Fighter by the Paladin Press. You read this book, you'll see exactly what's going on. And for people who are not in the government, you got a local cop that's giving you a hard time, find out where he lives and put a Molotov cocktail through the front of
his car. Well, I would not suggest that. I think that's probably a violent solution, and that's all that's really going to do.
We've got kids in that house, and we don't want to see the little kids burned up, okay? That didn't work for Timothy McVeigh, and it's not going to work for you.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I was with him up until he got violent. I think that that putting wrenches into the works of the government is A-okay.
It just costs more money for the taxpayer. I mean, you know, it just slows the bureaucracy down. I don't think it's going to actually – it's not going to do anything.
Well, I think you're wrong about that.
I think that if government bureaucrats refuse to accept bad orders from their superiors,
I'm for that.
If they refuse to do things that are clearly illegal, that would be enough for me.
Those are all great steps in the right direction. I remember there was a story out of San Francisco about somewhere out in California, where one of the government bureaucrats was, I guess, getting fired, and on his way out, he decided to lock down a certain section or change the password on the administration segment of, like, the traffic computers or something like that, to where it was a real pain for these guys. They had to bring him to court, and they had to try him to try to get the password out of the dude. It made it quite inconvenient. Is it possible that they could raise taxes to hire an expert to come in to fix that problem? Sure, that's possible, but there's a process they have to go through to raise taxes. The local governments aren't like the federal government in that they can print money out of thin air. They have to go through the process of changing the budget around and having that approved for the next year. And I don't know. I don't feel like there's anything wrong with somebody who's inside the state doing things to waste state resources, essentially, to screw things up on the inside even more than they already are. Claire Wolf would call them ghosts, I believe, in her book, 101 Things.
There were moles.
No, moles is what it was. Yeah, 101 Things to Do Until the Revolution. And I think there are some probably more creative ideas that if you're actually in the system you can come up with that may not necessarily involve drastically increasing costs. Of course, some of the things that the activists are doing here, Mark, are increasing the cost for the government. Are you going to speak out against those? Are you going to speak out against activists refusing to pay to pay for speeding tickets and things like that.
That's not, you know, sabotaging. That's not destroying property.
You're using
like
this. I don't know if sabotage necessarily means destroying property. I think sabotage can mean,
you know, the electronic property of the government, and if you're shutting down their computer system, I could consider that destruction of property. If somebody comes to my computer and changes my password and costs me days and labor and trying to get it undone, they've, as far as I'm concerned, committed force against me.
I see where you're coming from, but remember, we're talking about people who've already committed force, and so that's why a lot of people, like Dave, are more than happy to suggest violent solutions to the government, which, of course, we shy away from here on Free Talk Live, because just look at the observing the history of violence. Violence begets violence, and it only tends to make things worse, and you'll probably end up a dead man. But changing a password on a computer isn't really violence. These people have already been using force, so it would just be a way for to prevent them from getting access to the things they normally access in a day's work. I'd rather have those, I'd rather have whatever cops were using that computer to not be able to access the databases they were looking for than to have their normal access. So
I just don't think that's, I'm not of the opinion that's a great way to go.
Okay. Well, so what you're saying is that those people in government should just keep doing their jobs and do nothing to rock the boat.
I think that they should, as Wayne said, refuse to obey what they consider to be unconstitutional orders. I'm for that.
Okay, well, not all of them are getting unconstitutional orders. Many of them are working in government bureaucracy. We're not just talking about the police here. We're talking about government bureaucrats who one could argue that their entire programs are unconstitutional. Would you suggest that they quit their jobs?
You know, I can't tell somebody to quit their job because it's going to be filled by somebody else, likely, and that person that's going to fill it is probably not going to be as freedom-oriented. So, no.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I guess, I can't come up with any real good ideas because I've never worked for government bureaucracy. I don't know what opportunities there are. I don't know the various different inner workings of these bureaucracies. I don't know what chances you would have to throw in a monkey wrench into their system. It may be something very simple that somebody could do. I mean, sabotage the copying machine or something like that. I don't know. Something to slow them down even more, and increase their costs. I don't see anything wrong with increasing their costs because at some point they won't have any more money to spend. We know that here in New Hampshire, the New Hampshire courts shut down for an entire month because they couldn't afford to do any more jury trials. So
the government, it goes to show that the government will come to stop of its own weight. I don't know that, the sabotaging is of any use anyway.
At the state level,
you don't know because you don't know.
At the state level, they have to do those things because they can't print money. The federal level, they're just going to print the money and do it if they don't have the money.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's a much more drawn out process at the federal level. But I think there's a lot of good people at the federal and state level who know when they're given an immoral or unconstitutional order, and it's up to them to decide whether they want to follow it or not.
Maybe we could get some of our government employee listeners to call in and talk about some instances of sabotage, some monkey wrenching that they've done, and run them by Mark here, and we'll see what he says. Does Mark approve of your sabotage? 800-259-9231. Maybe we can get you a seal, like a Mark-approved seal. More on the way. You can bring up whatever you want here. Plus, we'll come back to National Service and give you an update on what they're planning. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve, or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
We'll be right back. Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world, and that having a clogged colon is good for you. That being overweight is absolutely healthy. That there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air. And last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. What if you found out the best libertarian or liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? It's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we continue with your phone calls, we'll still come back to the National Service story here in a bit. First, let's talk to Stephen in Colorado. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Stephen, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm going to be starting a boat repair business very likely very soon. And the question that I had was, what I used to have a boat repair business before. Let me back up a little bit, about 15 years ago. And basically, this is a one-man show. You know, you call me, you want your boat fixed. I show up with my truck, I pull my tools out, I go onto your boat, we talk about the problem, I fix the problem, I give you a bill, you give me money. And this is what I'm going to be starting up again. Well, sometimes, during the course of business, people will drop hints that maybe they wanted to pay me cash so as to avoid paying, sales tax, because there's sales tax on services. And
sure, that sounds like a good idea.
once in a while I did it. I just wondered what you think about somebody doing that routinely, and also what would you think about if you think that's a good idea? Do you think that I should bring it up, or do you think that I should wait for them to bring it up? What are the dangers?
I don't know what the dangers are. I mean, I imagine there's some sort of crime for a retailer not or a service provider not collecting taxes.
Are you licensed?
I'm sorry?
Are you licensed?
Yeah, it would be a licensed business, bonded and insured and all that.
So the bond comes through a insurance agency or something like that, right?
Yes.
The license comes through the state government?
That's correct.
Well, I mean, there's the danger in
right.
that you could, you know, they can take your license away. They really can't stop you from going out and working on a daily basis or anything like
How
that.
How do you know there's not a criminal charge involved?
There may very well
in
be.
In not collecting sales tax or whatever.
No. That.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with all the facts. That may be something you'll want to consult a lawyer on. But I'm all for it, obviously. I think working underground or in the underground economy is a very beneficial thing, not just for your customers, in that they'll save the money they would have normally spent on taxes, and for you, because you're going to engender good feelings from these customers who you're helping
right.
out. I suppose there's a possibility that... I mean, I don't know if this happens, but I'm speculating here. There's a possibility that they send people around to investigate allegations of such things. I doubt they're doing this on a regular basis.
But those people are going to ask you, hey, wanna not pay? You know, can I pay in cash so I don't have to pay sales tax? So
that's what he's saying. This is happening to him. People are asking
right,
him.
But if he also said, should I initiate it, or you know that kind of thing? And I think that if you initiate it, you know, in certain circumstances, I'd use my intuition is what I would do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of what I did before. I think in 4 years there was maybe three cases where I did it, and one of them was actually kind of humorous. I showed up, and the guy, when he called me, he was sober, but by the time I got there, he was completely blitzed. He was drunk. And when I got finished, he just pulled cash out of his pocket. I started writing the bill up, and he just started pulling out cash, and he overpaid me by about $300, thanked me profusely. Took business cards from me and passed them out to his friends, and I actually got some work out of it.
Cool.
I can't imagine that the penalty is too severe, but again, I'm completely speculating. I would love to hear from somebody who's had some experience. I've never heard of a bust or anything like that. I've never heard of what has happened to a business owner who's refused to collect taxes. I don't know if they ever do it. I mean, at least if they ever get caught doing it, I've never seen any stories about it.
Yep, exactly. Me too. I thought I'd give you guys a call, maybe just, you know, get your input. You're pretty smart fellas.
I say give it a shot. I like Mark's suggestion. Use your intuition. Be cautious. Maybe how you can judge those customers without knowing them personally, I don't know. I don't know if there's any questions you could ask them that would be revealing. So it'd be something to consider. But if you think it'll help you build relationships with your customers, it seems like it's worthwhile. Wayne, any thoughts on this?
Nothing.
Yeah, all right. Any other thoughts, Stephen?
That's it. And glad to be back. I haven't been listening to you guys for a while, but I'm going to have to do some catching up.
All right. Thanks for the call tonight. Good hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. So here's the latest on national service, the story coming from Fox News, where the House of Representatives passed a measure Wednesday that supporters are calling the most sweeping reform of the nationally backed volunteer program. See, they love calling them volunteer programs since AmeriCorps. But some opponents are strongly criticizing the legislation, calling it expensive indoctrination and forced advocacy. The Generations Invigorating Volunteerism and Education Act, known as the GIVE Act.
Oh boy.
Sponsored by Representatives Carolyn McCarthy and George Miller, was approved by a 321-105 vote and now goes to the Senate. Now, how many Republicans are there in the U.S. House? Does anybody know?
It's a minority. I don't know.
It's more than 105.
Yeah, right? Yeah. That means I was just thinking when you said that quite a few Republicans voted for it, too.
Absolutely, they did, because they're all on board for national service, or for the most part. Most of them are on board with it. And if they didn't vote for it, it's probably because it didn't support the military enough. You know, that's where the difference was between John McCain and Barack Obama. Was John McCain was real hardcore on bringing more people into the military, whereas Barack Obama wants to create another another, you know, another program that's not the military to bring a whole bunch of people into. So
they can sing, that way they can sing Kumbaya and the fire and all that stuff.
I don't care what they do. Either way, it's despicable, and everybody who loves freedom should oppose it.
So these people are going to be paid. Are they going to have special quarters for them to live in?
Typically, that's what happens with AmeriCorps in a lot of cases.
Right. So they'll take some shopping center that's out of business and put a bunch of cots in there?
Well, I don't know, man. With all the foreclosed homes and the toxic assets out there, maybe the federal government will just have a whole big old pool of empty houses to put people into.
Yeah, they practically own all that, all those toxic assets with the amount of money they put into banks at this point. You know, I wouldn't doubt for a second that they would, you know, make use of that.
So the legislation slated to cost $6 billion over 5 years would create 175,000 new service opportunities under AmeriCorps.
Oh, I love that marketing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Service opportunities where if you don't take the opportunity, you go to jail.
Well, now, it's not there yet. We're getting to that point, okay? It's not to the point of coercion yet. What they're doing now is they're expanding AmeriCorps, and they're going to expand some of the other corps, but we'll talk about that in a moment. But the coercion portion, the forced national service, that's down the road a little bit. In this case, it's going to bring the number of participants in the National Volunteer Program to 250,000 individuals. It would also create additional corps to expand the reach of volunteerism into new sectors. See how often even Fox News, the supposedly fair and balanced news source, is just falling right in line with this. Oh, yeah, this is volunteering. Yeah, volunteering. How many times have you volunteered for something, whether it's been the local soup kitchen, your local church doing some sort of painting a house or whatever? How many times have you volunteered and gotten a paycheck?
Doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't. So calling it volunteering is an insult to the people that are really out there volunteering.
Yep.
But yet you're going to hear it over and over again. This is going to become it's going to be all over the place. We know that Time Magazine is a big supporter of this. They're out putting out propaganda supporting national service. You're going to hear them talking about it on the talking head shows all across the country. They'll be talking about how volunteering is great and look at all these service opportunities we have. Just come on into the AmeriCorps program and we can help people.
It's also a centrally planned organization, so that what happens is people tend to say, well, if this person in need in my community needs help, they should just go over to these volunteer people over here that work for the government rather than volunteering themselves. So
right.
It creates a moral hazard.
Right.
It's just like food stamps. You see a homeless person wants food, well, go get food stamps. That's the mentality mm-hmm. nowadays.
People advocate their, what they would normally consider their moral responsibility because the government's supposed to be taken care of, and the government's doing it in a very poor manner.
Now, this bill does take the next step toward coercive national service. We'll explain that coming up here in moments, and you can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Do you have have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. You bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. That's the number for you. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You know, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and a percentage of your purchase goes to Free Talk Live. There are dozens of categories in which you can shop, a whole lot of stuff you can buy, including used items. So if you need to save a few extra bucks, buy used through amazon.freetalklive.com, and we'll still get a percentage of your purchase. So great way to get the stuff you need for life and help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Have you been looking to spice things up in the bedroom or fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie?
Yes.
Here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Then, Wayne, go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item when you type FTL in the offer code coupon checkout. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. With your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. 50% off with offer code FTL at AdamEve.com.
Me, Adam. You, Eve.
As we continue with the story about National Service, they are working hard at bringing all youthful Americans into some national federal government service program, which is really just an excuse to indoctrinate them and bring them ever further into worshiping the government and worshiping the state. But they're taking their time with it. They're working steadily, but taking it slow.
Well, they're floating a lot of trial balloons.
Yes, that's exactly what they're doing. And what they're starting things out with is an increase, a $6 billion increase in the AmeriCorps program. It's going to cost $6 billion over 5 years, would create 175,000 new service opportunities, and it will also expand into additional corps to expand the reach of volunteerism, as they like to call it. Of course, as we pointed out, this is not real volunteerism. It's an insult to real volunteerism. Into new sectors, including a clean energy corps, education corps, healthy futures corps, a veteran services corps, and it expands the National Civilian Community Corps to focus on additional areas like disaster relief life and energy conservation. It's the first time since the AmeriCorps, program, which was created in 1993, will be reauthorized, and supporters say it will have additional funding to match the renewed interest in national service since President Obama's election and the acute need for volunteerism and charity in the tough economic times. But the bill's opponents, and there are only a few of them in Congress, say it could cram ideology down the throats of young volunteers, many of whom could be forced into service since the bill creates a Congressional Commission on Civic Service.
Oh, boy.
Here you go. The bipartisan commission will be tasked with exploring a number of topics, including, as is a quote from the legislation, whether a workable, fair, and reasonable mandatory service requirement for all able young people could be developed, and how such a requirement could be implemented in a manner that would strengthen the social fabric of the nation. So there you have it. That's their next
social fabric.
That's their next step. They're creating a bipartisan commission so these people in Washington, D.C., can figure out how to enslave young people in America. They just don't have the details nailed down yet. Now, we know that they have ideas. Charles Rangel has been submitting national service legislation, or no, his was draft legislation, bringing that to draft. He's been submitting that year after year. Rahm Emanuel, who is the chief of staff for Obama, he's got a real cut-and-clear plan as to what he wants to do. So, basically, this is going to be their chance to throw it all onto the table and figure out how best to enslave Americans. That's what they're working on. That's the next step. Now, how long will this commission meet? How long will it take them to iron all this out? We know bureaucracy moves slowly, so it could be another year before we see another story about this, but who knows? If everything's already been hammered out in advance, this could just be a formality to where they just throw everything out on the table and then they come back a few months later and say, well, we figured it out. We're going to come and bring every high schooler in. They're going to come work for us 3 months. It can be during any summertime. They can pick what they can choose which summer they work on, so it's not truly coercive.
Won't they make a great snitch squad, too?
That's what they're, in fact, one of the things that they're working on. We'll get to what Obama actually had to say here in a few moments. But the bill's opponents, they say, we contribute our time and money under no government coercion.
Does this sound like Hitler Youth to anybody?
Yes.
I mean, you know, what is the internet law, supposedly, that once you mention the Nazis, the argument's lost?
Godwin's
law. And, you know, I think it's just so stupid because it... Somebody said it, right? Godwin, let's assume, said that, well, once you mention the Nazis, the argument's lost, and then called it a law, and so therefore people, take it as truth. I've had people say, well, yeah, according to Godwin's law, you've lost this, you've lost this debate. But,
according to my law, you're an idiot.
The Nazis are a real, real great example of how an elected government can go very, very awry, and I think that one should, to throw that away shows that Godwin's a jackass.
Well, the people that say that, oh, you've lost the argument, it's just they're shutting down.
Yes.
They're shutting down, and they're using that as their excuse to no longer consider whatever it is you're saying.
Yeah, it's a total obfuscation, and when people use that stuff on me, that's what I tell them. Face it. Isn't this similar? There are parallels here. Open your eyes. Get your head out of the sand.
Luke, I don't think that they're going to go gassing anybody, but that's not what fascism's about. There were fascist governments in Spain. There were fascist governments in Italy. They didn't gas anybody. They just took out their political rivals in those places.
We contribute our time and money under no government coercion on a scale the rest of the world doesn't emulate and probably can't imagine, said Luke Sheehan, contributing editor for the Family Security Foundation. He said the idea that government should order its people to perform acts of charity is contrary to the idea of charity, and it removes the responsibility for charity from the people to the government, destroying private initiative. I'd say he summed it all up pretty effectively there. House committee staff insist that the GIVE Act will not change the voluntary nature of service.
They're wrong. It absolutely will. In the same way that the welfare has changed the voluntary aspect of giving to people who need help, the fact is some people say, well, I don't need to give because they will be taken care of by the government.
One of the spokesbureaucrats says, it's ridiculous to suggest that our bill includes any effort to make service a mandatory requirement.
Said the word mandatory in the bill.
No, they didn't.
In the commission.
Commission is looking at it. So the bill itself, she's telling the truth, the bill itself doesn't have anything to mandate service. the commission will decide that later.
You know what I want to know is let's just say that this is implemented. In 10 years from the time of implementation, I'm wondering how many of these National Service people are going to be packing heat.
You mean as far as on behalf of the state?
Yes.
Well, let's see what Obama would have to say about it. According to one of the campaign stops he made last July, he said the following: "We cannot continue to rely on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that is just as powerful,
just as powerful,
just as strong,
just as strong,
just as well funded," said Obama.
He also said, to me, says, yeah, you're talking about a military unlike the world has ever seen before. So you're going to have a service program that's unlike the world has ever seen before, a military with weapons unlike the world has ever seen before. So you're going to see a service program with weapons unlike the world has ever seen before, and just as well funded. My God, the military gets half of the budget.
Yeah. Obama also said, this will empower more Americans.
That's a 50% increase, people, in what the government spends today.
It will empower more Americans to craft their own service agenda and make their own change from the bottom up. Now, how ironic is that?
It won't.
Right.
It's a top-up program, top-down program that will empower people to...
From the bottom up.
From the bottom up. Because I said it.
Right. Can you imagine that people are listening to this and they're, yeah, go Obama! And they just completely pass over their head what he just said to them.
They don't care.
So Senator Obama, according to the conservative American thinker, who, by the way, here are the conservative groups sounding like they care about freedom. If it were John McCain that were elected and he was up there talking about, we need to bring more people into the military, this new national service program will do that, more people in military roles in our country, we can spread them around the world and stop the terrorists, then the conservatives will be like, yeah, that's a great idea. So don't believe these people when they sound like they actually are principled in any way. But this is still a good quote.
There's a few Republicans who sounded principled when Bush was president. We have to remember that this whole idea was actually first mentioned by Defense Secretary Gates, which was later mentioned by Obama.
Who is still the Defense Secretary.
Who is still, because he's a carryover from the Bush administration. So what has changed?
One of the conservative American thinkers said this: Senator Obama aims to tap into the already active volunteerism of millions of Americans and recruit them to become cogs in a gigantic government machine grinding out his social reengineering agenda. That's probably pretty true. I would say so. But the same would be true if it were John McCain, and I doubt that guy would be saying that at that time.
What happens if you decide you don't want to go?
Jail!
It must be.
Yeah, it must be.
Break
right?
Rocks in camp.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, we'll continue to keep an eye on the national service situation as it will inevitably develop over the next few years. And if you want to chime in on this, tell us how you feel about it. What are you planning on doing if it comes around? This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, Hour 2, coming up.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.